Praise the Lord. God bless you, beloved. God bless you. This is Bishop Barry. And listen, we are just hours away for the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. And I want you to join me tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. on the conference call, live in person, where I will be doing a special teaching. It's going to be teaching, prophecy, and deliverance. For we are in the third open heaven season of the year. Heaven doors are going to be open up for you. I have special Hebraic Jewish biblical prayers that's going to release the blessings of God upon your life. Beloved, I want you to click on this link, and I want to invite you to move in faith and get your Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur in Hebrew, meaning the Day of Atonement. There are three levels of the atonement. Beloved, I want to send you the seven blessings of the atonement seed. As you release your seed, I'm going to email this out to you, something that you're going to say on a regular basis. I want you to take that, print it out, beloved, and keep it before you. Put it in a frame so that these seven blessings can overtake you and your household. Beloved, we're in perilous times, storms, and we haven't seen yet of all the other storms. We've seen the fire, we've seen the hurricanes, and we have seen the earthquakes. The devil is planning more. There are physical storms. There are spiritual storms. We have seen the physical. Now the devil has a plan for the people of God. And he's trying to bring spiritual storms in your life and the life of your family. But I prophesy right now that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I speak to the heavens and I say to every dark cloud, to every evil agent, to every dark force, to every Goliath that would try to come against your blessings, every storm that would try to rise up in your life, I speak against it right now. The prayers that I'm going to be sending you, you're going to speak it to the heavens. And you're going to turn in four directions and say these prayers. You're going to turn in four directions because I saw the devil coming in four different ways and four different avenues. Beloved, I want to invite you to click on the link and get your Day of Atonement, your Yom Kippur seed in. And you must join me tomorrow night, Friday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, there's some things that you must bring on the call. It won't be complete if you don't, beloved. This is going to be amazing. Move quickly. I want you to come on the call with an apple and some honey. An apple and some honey. And I have special prayers, ancient Hebraic prayers that you're going to say that's going to release miracles in your life. This is only to be done on the Day of Atonement. You must join me tomorrow night. Now I want you to click on the link. Don't hesitate. Don't procrastinate. Move right now. The prophets are going to be on the line. I'm sending out prophecies. This is what is going to happen as you move in faith. Number one, you're going to get the seven blessings of atonement revealed to you in Scripture. Number two, you'll receive a prophecy from about four of my trained prophets that will minister the word of the Lord into your life. This is the third thing. I will also be sending you a prophetic word myself, from my mouth to your ears, a prophetic word into your life. I want to invite you also, beloved, to be a part of the 22 that I'm asking that would do the 157-78. Now, 57-78 is the Jewish year for this year. We have seen that on Rosh Hashanah. And we're sowing a seed into this Jewish New Year, which is 5778, as a sign that I'm coming into newness, that I'm coming into blessings, that I'm going to see new opportunities, that I'm going to see new favor, that I'm going to see a deeper and a greater, newer anointing in my life, and that God will also save my loved ones. I'll see a new housing situation change. My place of work is going to change. Ministry is going to grow. New revelations. New dimensions in God. That's what is going to happen in this Jewish New Year. I'm asking for 22, and I believe that you're one of them. And I must send you a mezuzah. I'm not going to get into all of the explanations, but it is a mystical, mystical thing. And it's all biblical. And I will send you a special biblical oil according to the Bible. A special biblical oil, along with prayers and instructions on what you need to do to affix your mezuzah. Mezuzah is broken down into two words, but what it definitely means is death be thou removed. Whatever you need to be removed, you're going to put it on your door. Is the name of God upon your house? Very crucial. Is the name of God on your place of dwelling? I want to send you one of the mezuzahs along with a special biblical oil so that death, sickness, struggles, heartache, hardship, aggravation, frustration, need, doubt, lack, poverty, hardship, imprisonment for loved ones, sickness upon loved ones, it won't visit your household. If you work with this according to your faith, so be it unto you. Be a part of the 22, the masters, that would say, I'm ready to be a part of the masters group. Send me my best special oil and the special Jewish mezuzah. I'll send it to you, and it's going to bless you. Be a part of it. Now click on the link, get your seat in the ground. You're going to get your prophecy from the team of prophets, and you must join me tomorrow night, not only Friday night, but tonight at 7:30 as well, along with myself and Prophet Elijah, my son, tonight as well. We'll be giving more instructions. Now I want you to click on that link, beloved. Don't hesitate. Don't procrastinate. Even right now, begin to feel the blessings of the Lord. The heavens are open. Next to the last thing I want you to do, beloved, I want you to send me your prayer request, because it's something that I must do spiritually on Friday night with your prayer requests. I'm going to print them out, but I must do something special with them. For I must lay your prayers on the brazen altar. I must lay your prayers on the brazen altar to be consumed by God. This is the last thing. Click on that link and feel the power of stepping out in faith. Begin to feel the power of releasing your day of atonement, where God is atoning you back into oneness. Whatever's been lost, you'll get it back. God is atoning you. He's bringing you back into unity, back into oneness. What was stolen is coming back to you. Your joy is coming back. Your peace is coming back. Love is coming back. God is healing the family as well. Click on that link and get your seat in of the 157-78. So I can send you the mezuzah. If you're doing the 57-78, you will also get the seven blessings. You will also get a prophecy from the team of prophets and myself. But if you release that miracle seed of the 157-78, I want to send you this mezuzah. It's amazing. It's amazing. I've seen miracles and blessings. I will give you further instructions. God bless you, beloved. I look to see your seed because I'm praying for you. Tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. to 12 midnight, I want you to join me in a special fast. It is the Day of Atonement, the Yom Kippur special fast. And I have prayers that you must say with me on the call. God bless you. Peace and many blessings.